So, you finally got the courage to ask me out on a date. I must confess, I have been waiting for this for a long time. But we both know what I'm going to say, right? We've been friends for a long time, and I just don't want to ruin that, you understand, right? I mean, that is what you expect me to say. That is what I probably would say if it was actually true. But it isn't. It is true, we are friends of a kind. And you'd probably even call me your best friend, wouldn't you? But you're not really my friend. You are more like my last option. When I want to go see a movie and no one else is available, you know who I call? You. Or when I'm in the mood for an expensive dinner and I don't feel like paying, you know who I call? You. When I want to tell someone the juicy details of the last guy I had sex with, you know who I call? And do you want to know why? It's simple. I see the way you look at me. It was cute at first, seeing you develop that crush on me. I could just tell you were dying to ask me out, but the longer you waited, the harder it became to work up that courage. I've known from the day that we met, sweetie. And I didn't exactly discourage you either, did I? But now it is something different. It took some time, but you fell in love with me. Don't try to deny it, sweetie. I can see it every time you are near me. I see how you look into my eyes, desperate for my attention. I see you look at my lips, longing to kiss them. I notice when we hug that you sniff my hair and my neck. Does it smell good? Any little thing that can make you feel closer to me. But, like I said, I'm not your friend. And I'm certainly not your girlfriend. That is never going to happen. But I do like keeping you around, and now that we have all of this out in the open, I want you to know how I really feel about you. You haven't even noticed how I treat you because you were too busy fantasizing that maybe one day you'd ask me out and I'd say yes. And you thought about it, you dreamed about it, fantasized about it, every waking moment thinking about it. All I do is use you. Because your attention makes me feel good. That's it. That is all there is between us. You are a pathetic, lovesick loser, dreaming of just the tiniest bit of affection from me. And I know that because I cultivate it. I want you to feel that way. It makes me feel good and it makes me laugh. I love that you are in love with me. But, sweetie, I don't love you. Now we have that out in the open, you can confess. You can admit it. You can tell me that you are in love with me. But it isn't going to change anything. I don't love you, and I never, ever will. We both know that isn't going to stop you. Stop you trying. Stop you dreaming. In fact, it might even make it worse. Every time you look at me, I want it to hurt. I want you to see what you will never have. Look at my lips and dream about kissing them. Feel how much you want them, pressing your lips close to mine. Gentle, sweet kisses. Passionate kisses. Kisses full of lust and love, and feeling me respond to your touch and your kiss. That will never happen. I will never kiss you. Never, ever cross my heart and hope to die. How does that feel, sweetie? Does it make you squirm? Does it make you even more desperate for my kiss and my touch? It makes me feel so strong and powerful and sexy to make you want those things and then deny you. But don't let that discourage you. It's okay to want that, to crave it, to yearn for it. Every time we see each other now, I want you to want it more and more. I want you to feel how much you want to kiss me. Such a small, simple thing. I want it to torture you. I want it to remind you of the fact that, simply, we aren't friends. You are nothing more to me than a pathetic little loser. Don't get me wrong, I like having you around, but you're lovesick, desperate, pathetic. I have to admit it though, if I'm being honest and we're both putting everything out in the open, I do think about you sometimes. Not the way you think about me though. I think about your suffering, your aching, desiring, and wanting me. It feels good. It feeds my ego. It makes me want to keep you around, at least for now. Sweetie, it is so easy to control men, to use sex to get what you want. And while it feels good to have a strong, beautiful man ravage me with uncontrollable lust, it feels even better when I know they want it and they can't have it. Withholding what they want more than anything. Especially knowing that I absolutely love being fucked and having sex with other men. Just not you. I hope that hurts. I hope that hurts, sweetie. It excites me to hurt you. Not physically, but emotionally. To have someone that I can be cruel to and not feel bad about it. And really, that is your only chance. The only way you can ever hope to even be close to me. I want to feel your love for me. With both of us knowing I will never, ever feel that way for you. Does it hurt, sweetie? Does it make you feel desperate and lonely, my darling? Oh, poor little baby. I don't care. I really, really don't fucking care. It is what I want. It is also what you need. No matter how badly I treat you, you will always come crawling back to me. And now that you've confessed your feelings, I am going to make it worse for you. You can't escape. You can't make it stop. All you can do is suffer for me and hope that is enough to keep me interested. Now you know that any scrap of attention I give you isn't out of kindness or affection or even caring about you. It's just to dig in deeper, to make you even more addicted to me, to manipulate, to control you. I know that excites you, sweetie. I know it is what you secretly hope for, that you crave, desire. I know that will keep you coming back to me, not in spite of how I treat you, but because of how I treat you. So, from now on, no more hiding, no more secrets, because you don't just love me, you are in love with me. So go on, say it, tell me. Good boy, say it again. Again. Say it louder. But I am never gonna love you, am I? No, I'm not. From now on, I expect to have all of your attention, all of your love, all of your affection. I want you to think about me all of the time. Obsess over me. I don't want you thinking of other girls. I don't want you asking other women out on dates. No other crushes. Just me. Only me. That is the choice you have to make. Falling in love deeper and deeper every single day of your pathetic life. Just knowing I am going to use that to torment you and hurt you. Or you'll be banished from my life forever. Ghosted. Left unread. Blocked. Did you feel that? The fear and the panic when I said those words? Do you know how easy it would be for me to abandon you? And to forget you completely. To kick you out of my life and take away all those dreams and fantasies. I wouldn't even spend a second of the day thinking of you. But, sweetie, you would never stop thinking of me. So, this is your chance. The most you'll ever have is this small part of me, my cruelty and my vanity. It is the closest you will ever get to me. The only other option is nothing. The pain and suffering I will cause you by being close is so much better than the pain of missing me and having to wonder every single day how your life would be different if you could still look into my eyes, still look at my lips that you dream of kissing, and still smell my hair and my perfume. Without me, sweetie, you are nothing. Love hurts. Get used to it.